Takeover Insights, the podcast by and with Judith Geis. Are you and your company affected by a takeover? Then you have come to the right place. Judith Geis is the expert on American takeovers in the German-speaking region. She shares valuable tips and tricks with you and shows you how to leverage this change for yourself and your company. This podcast is also for you if you want to take over a company in a German-speaking region. It's time to take the chance. Workgroups, your project teams for the win. To master your integration project, you need teams you can rely on. I call these teams workgroups. Without them, nothing moves past takeover. You need the best people for these groups to ensure that you can shape the integration process in the most satisfactory way possible. This applies both to the management review committee, even if it consists of one person, and to all workgroups tasked with individual subprojects. Quality integration outcomes come not from fiddling about, but from hard work. My motto here is do everything right the first time. That is preferable to getting stuck in the quagmires of a takeover and have to rework the parent company's change and to do requests for months on the end. Integration should not become a permanent job. It should be completed sooner rather than later. That way, everyone can return to their normal jobs and concentrate on the future of the company. How do you recruit the right employees for your workgroups? As a rule, the department heads will be represented in the management review committee. I work with department heads even when it comes to SOX. SOX concerns the entire company, and I presume the department heads prefer to keep any department-relevant procedures in their own hands. SOX without department heads would be like an inventory without a warehouse manager. What's important is that you select employees who, in your view, will afford the subproject the best chances of success. Often, these employees will have joined other projects early on. In making your selection, you should draw on any experience gained from past projects. Ask yourself and others these questions. Who has stood out as an expert or driving force in past group work? Who has special skill sets and expertise that your workgroup needs? Who has good that is open, constructive, and outcome-oriented communication skills? Who has team spirit? Who has been instrumental in mediating between various positions? As the person spearheading the project, you should allow the department heads to provide project support. Three things will be important here. First, the work group members should have proper backing from their departments. Second, they should be able to deliver helpful and critical departmental input. But they should not just repeat your views. They should speak for their departments. They should represent the department's positions on how procedures are defined. And they should advise of their questions and problems. Third, your workgroups should be well connected throughout the entire company. Most subprojects will have a far-reaching impact within the company. Put differently, issues that once concerned small groups now concern a broader audience to ensure conformity between the outcomes and the new rules. Know that the best people will be the people who can spare the least amount of time on short notice. They are already committed to efforts inside and outside their departments. They are in high demand, and you're going to have to be convincing. You're going to have to convince your preferred candidate. You're going to have to convince their supervisors. And you're going to have to convince one of the work groups already committed to another sub-project. Why do you need this particular employee in this particular work group? By this point, it should be clear to everyone that post-merger integration efforts are a priority. Still, two things will have to find due consideration. First, when and where a certain employee skill set will prove most valuable in any given process? And second, where does it make the most sense to switch out that employee for another employee or an outside expert? This all requires constructive cooperation to work, and open discussions of problems and requests will often result in surprising solutions. Other non-integration projects may have to be put on hold, or the takeover will have changed the constraints governing the projects initiated prior to the integration project. If, say, you were planning on introducing a new ERP system, you should not move forward with this project until you have coordinated with your American colleagues. If you don't, and if you invest time and money into a project without a future, unpleasant surprises can arise.
Master your daily work during the integration into an American parent company with the blueprint of a takeover. The book supports you with a clear system, many practical examples and tips. Learn more at www.thebridge-online.com. For sure, you will find also the link in the show notes.